Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Cindy.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm outstanding, and you?
Great. This is Cindy F. Solomon. I am speaking with Tom Evans. I am in the San Francisco Bay Area, and this is Product Camp Radio, which is a segment of the Global Product Management Talk. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Cindy.
Awesome. I can hear you much better now. So thanks so much for agreeing to talk to me today about Product Camp Austin, which happened a couple of weeks ago.
It was, exactly 2 weeks ago on Saturday, so August the 6th.
Excellent. So how many people do you have there?
We had somewhere over 300 in attendance. I don't have the exact count, but it was a little bit over 300.
Excellent. And what number Product Camp Austin was it?
This was Product Camp 7.
Wow. So Tom Evans is a product management consultant with Lucrum Marketing. He has over 20 years in product management, sales, marketing with Fortune 500 companies as well as startups. He also does product management training with the 280 Group and with the Association of International Product Managers and Product Marketers. I am honored and delighted to have you spend some time with me today. Would you like to add anything to that little intro?
That was a very good intro. Sure, somewhere we're talking along, I'll throw out some more tidbits.
Okay. So why don't we start out with telling us about what Product Camp Austin is, how you got involved with it. It's amazing to me that you've had 7 of them, and that's in less than 7 years.
That is, exactly. So Product Camp Austin initiated a little over 3 years ago, where Paul Young picked up on the concept and said, if Silicon Valley can do a product camp, we can do one in Austin. And so we launched our first one just over 3 years ago. And I have to admit, I did not make it to the first one, and I didn't make it to the second one either. I had some commitments there, but I have been to every single one, starting at Product Camp 3. We have continued to see Product Camp Austin grow and mature and really start to develop into a very good community. And so one of the things I think I want to emphasize, and I think this ties back to, you know, what makes Product Camp Austin, you know, somewhat unique, is really focusing on this community. I'm on the board of directors for the Product Camp Austin and have been helping with some of the planning. And one of the things that we started looking at earlier this year is setting a vision and a strategy for where we want to go with Product Camp Austin.
Excellent.
And a lot of it, you know, really builds around creating this sense of community.
Yep.
And so we set out 3 principles of which Product Camp Austin was about, and that's the principles of teach, learn, and network.
Excellent.
And, as we go into the different events that we do as an organization, you know, we make sure that they support those 3 main initiatives that we're looking at. And so Product Camp itself, the event that we do for a full day on a Saturday, is just one of those opportunities to do that. So what we've done is we've taken the Product Camp Austin brand and extended it to cover other events, because what we found is that the Product Camp community here in Austin did not want to get together just once a year or just twice a year from Product Camp, but they wanted other opportunities to come together. And so we do 2 or 3 other events throughout the year. One we call a product party, which is basically a networking opportunity. So we meet up at a bar and have a happy hour, and usually we'll try to tie something else into that. And so one of the initial tests that we did was to introduce the Product Manager Smackdown. And so what that is that we pick out 3 teams of product managers, so there's 3 or 4 product managers on each team, and we present a product to them that they've never seen before and tell them to build up your business plan and your marketing plan around that in 12 minutes and sell it to a group of executives or investors. And that, the very first one we did was about 1.5 years ago, and it was just a roaring success. I mean, people just absolutely loved it. It was entertaining, plus a fun learning experience at the same time. And so we have continued to do those.
Awesome.
And then we do another spinoff from Product Camp that we call Product Potluck. And so it follows some of the similar ideas of Product Camp, where we have a set of presentations that people have proposed, and we usually have, you know, 3 to 5 of them. And when people arrive at a happy hour ahead of time, that's when we actually vote to decide which session, you know, which presentation is going to be done that day. And then we break off and go into 2 different rooms, and everybody can participate in whichever presentation best meets their need. And those we allow a little bit more time because we have some more time. So we usually shoot for those to be about an hour and 15 minutes. And those have been very well received too. And so that all ties back to some of the goals that we're trying to support in this Teach, Learn, and Network themes within Product Camp Austin.
Excellent. I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
So the Product Potluck is basically a micro product camp?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to say it. So instead of having 5 time slots throughout the day for a total of 30 or 35 sessions, we have 1 time slot, of which there's 2 sessions or 2 presentations done in parallel.
And there's a lot less participants as well?
Yeah, it's we usually get, you know, 50 to 100 for that.
And so just the logistics around the event planning are a lot easier.
Yeah, the logistics are a lot easier. We only have to worry about a couple of rooms. We don't have to have all the as much registration process in place, and so yeah, it's very easy for us to plan and put one of those together.
Awesome. That is excellent. And also I wanted to ask you about the Product Manager Smackdown, which I love the name. I love the whole concept of it. You mentioned that so people are given the business plan or they're given the product concept. How much of a scenario are they given?
They're given very little scenario. All we do is somebody finds some product, and it's usually a very weird, off-the-wall thing that none of us would ever think about buying. And they have to come up with, here's the problem it solves. Here's the opportunity for it in the marketplace. Here's how we're going to position it in the marketplace. Here's the kind of buyers we're looking for, et cetera. So the things that a product manager would typically have to do, building out a business case or a market plan, and then present that to a set of judges.
That's brilliant.
And so, you know, the first one, I think I can barely remember it, but it was like this little plastic hat that you could put on your head and had some lights or switches or something on it. Nobody has any idea what it is. And that's what makes it fun, is we can make it anything we want it to be.
Right. And that's actually a technique that's used in brainstorming or improvisational comedy. But it never occurred to me to apply it to product management. It makes it so much fun.
Yeah, it really does. What we have heard is that is the activities we do between product camp. That is one of the favorite activities. And the other thing I'll mention along that is that I know that several other product camp or product management groups have adopted this idea also and done a similar type thing. And I can't remember specifically which ones, but I know several have done at least a spinoff of the Product Manager Smackdown.
But well, that's why I was asking you for details, because we've been doing a San Francisco Product Talks meetup every couple of months. And we've done things that have been product focused. So we have a product pivot hoedown, where we invite a startup with a concept or an idea to present to product managers, and then we pull it apart or we make suggestions. And we've done it from that point of view, but not from the product managers having to take a product and show off their goods. So that's excellent.
Yeah,
so,
and one of the other things that I think that points out about one of the things that we're trying to do here in Austin is be innovative in what we do.
Yep.
So not just try to, you know, copy everything else that's been done in Product Camp elsewhere, though we definitely want to adhere to the core principles of Product Camp, but bring in new ideas that continue to make Product Camp interesting and help support those 3 initiatives of Teach, Learn, and Network. So, for example, at this last product camp, we created what we called a game track.
And I saw that, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and so instead of these being regular-type sessions, they were more focused on, I wouldn't even say they were focused on entertainment or necessarily games, but they were different kind of events that people could participate in. So, give you some examples on there. Very first one we did was a speed networking session. And what was fun about that is that ties back to our networking theme. And so when we opened Product Camp Austin, in the opening session, we had a local speaker and consultant by the name of Tom Singer. He's taken on a role for his business called the Conference Catalyst. And all of what he focuses on is helping people do a better job in networking when they go to events and conferences such as this. And after he did his opening remarks, then the very first thing we did in this game track was the speed networking. That really was well received. So it's not a typical Product Camp session, but was very well received. Some of the other things we did is we did a session of the Product Camp Smackdown, or the Product Manager Smackdown. We did one called the Great Debate, and several questions around product management that two teams took out, did a debate around them, so they had time to build their arguments and then present that. We did another one called PowerPoint Karaoke, and Paul Young helped pull that together. And so basically, people were given slides that they had seen before and had to coherent presentation around that. So that one was definitely more entertaining. And then we did another one around the round robin panels. And what that was is we would have people at the very beginning write down a set of questions, and then we would bring up a couple of panelists from the floor to address the question. And then once they were done with the question, then we'd bring up two new panelists and bring up a new question.
Wow, excellent.
And I actually led that one. And one of the things that was kind of neat about it is that it felt like it probably took us back to some of the core tenets of Product Camp. And what I mean by that is Product Camp has grown. We've had to put a little bit more organization in place to manage that large of event. But I think if you go back to the core tenets of Product Camp, I don't think it was so much people proposing sessions way ahead of time, voting on it, but the spur of the moment saying, here are the things we want to talk about, and then created a discussion around it.
Right.
And that's really what that turned into, is that we really had a very interesting discussion and debate around the different questions that came up. And I thought that was very interesting because everybody was involved in the learning and teaching aspects of what was going on.
Right. And what I like about all of the different activities you're talking about is they're interactive. They
mm-hmm.
really shift who is the audience. So everyone's participating. Everyone's contributing.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. But I also do acknowledge that it requires skilled facilitators to really pull these off, and that makes a difference. If you don't think of yourself as a group dynamic facilitator, there's still skills that not everyone has
mm-hmm.
is key. So I'm thinking you should train product camps on how to do this.
You know, we do have, and this is one of the things that, you know, we're definitely proud about, is that different cities that are launching product camps come to us to learn best practices, and we feel like we have done a lot of good work in putting best practices in place. Well, one of the things we're very focused on is how do we sustain this going into the future, because we know that the board and the planners and all that are going to rotate in and out over time, but we want to put some structure in place so that this is sustainable over time. And by building that sustainability, it makes it very easy for us to also share what we've learned with other product camps as they're starting to get off the ground.
And I want to underline that I presume what you mean about sustaining it is creating the environment for this to happen and for it to continuously be fresh, new, exciting, and invigorating to product managers.
Yeah, exactly. There's that aspect of it, and the other part of it is just that it doesn't lose momentum over time.
Awesome. Tell me about the board, because this is the first time, and this is really only the third Product Camp Radio interview that I've done. This is the first time that I've heard of a board. Now, Product Camp SoCal has a group of organizers, but I don't know that they're organized intentionally as a board. And if thinking this far ahead, that you're actually creating an infrastructure to guarantee that this continues to grow. And that's excellent. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. The first four product camps were planned and organized by, the best way to say is that, a group of interested product managers that came together and helped make it happen. One of the challenges that we ran into, was a very practical type challenge, is that to make product camp happen, you need to have sponsors.
Right.
To make it the free event that we've been able to do that. And sponsors are somewhat reluctant to write a check to a person without it going into a well-defined organization. And so we felt that for us to be able to go and continue to grow Product Camp, to build the kind of sponsorships that we wanted to be able to build, that we needed to go and actually form ourselves as a corporation. Mm-hmm. And so we went through the process of incorporating, establishing our nonprofit status for the purpose of the sponsors who make the contributions to it. And along that, then we had to form the executive committee or a board of directors. The way that we went forward with that is basically there was a group that had started off and created them, you know, become the planning lead, team leads for different areas of product management execution. I think most of us went on to become the first group of board of directors. So we've been organized as a corporation for about a year and a half. We've had a formal board of directors in place for just over a year, and we just did our new elections around the board of directors this last product camp. And the good part about that is this last election is that we kept a little bit over 50% of the first board. So we're able to bring new people in, but at the same time, keep some of that continuity in place. And then we also have a plan in place that allows us to, groom's the best way I can say it.
But that was mentor.
Yeah, mentor, future planning team leads that can move into a planning role and then eventually move up into the board. And that has worked very successful for us so far.
Thank you. That's a key thing. That was actually my next question. How do you, certainly if there's a fun and exciting thing going on, people will be organically attracted to it. But then getting people to commit time and resources to take action is another thing. So if you're actually intentionally have this kind of funnel set up to bring people into the fold and to encourage them to gain new skills as well, that's excellent that you built that in.
Yeah, and it is a challenge. And I think if you've been involved in any of the planning of an event, volunteer-driven type event, it's been a challenge. And I think one of the things that we have recognized, just looking at my involvement with the planning team and the board of directors over the last 2 years, is everybody has become much, much more busy here in the last year than what they were before. And it makes it that much more difficult to have volunteers execute this. And so by making sure that we have people coming up from volunteering at the event to more involved in the planning to moving up to board roles, it helps us, one, keep that succession in place and that sustainability. But the other part is that it helps us spread the workload.
Yep.
And so instead of one person feeling like they're responsible for one whole aspect of it, we can distribute it across a team of people. I'll give you an example. You know, my role has been leading the sessions team. And with the sessions team, we manage the solicitation of session proposals, manage the voting on Saturday morning, and getting the schedule developed and published. I've always had a team beyond me of 3 to 5 people involved in that. And that makes it very manageable to be able to do. Where if I had to try to do that all on my own, it would be very time consuming.
Right. And it is a different challenge managing people and making sure they follow through.
Yes. But you know, it's good. I mean, you get good enthusiastic people on board who are, you know, passionate about product camp, then it's not hard to make that happen.
Excellent. So I know at the last product camp, we may not have time to go into this. One of the sessions was about the future of product management, and I can't find that was streamed. And that is another thing that I really appreciate about Product Camp Austin is how you're using technology. I was able to sit in sessions without leaving San Francisco on the morning of. That was wonderful. But that panel discussion, was that streamed?
That I don't think that one was. Is when we do our product camp here, we have, it varies. This time we did 6 rooms with sessions going on in parallel, and we only stream one of the rooms.
Yeah.
And that's all we're set up to. And usually the way that we do that is the sessions that got the most vote counts are the ones that get streamed during the day. So in theory, they're the ones that got the most, were the most popular in the voting process.
And get it.
Hopefully we'll be the best ones too.
Because I would love to, maybe we could set up a panel discussion in this medium and broadcast it, have everyone in the room talking about it. But also, is there any, have you published anything in a blog around Product Camp Austin about, you know, your best practices, about this mentoring, about the different types of activities that you have?
We have not done You know, there may be some of that split among some different blogs that people have done, but we haven't really put it into a blog directly connected to Product Camp Austin that I can think of. But it is one of the things that we want to do. This was one of our initial goals when we started forming as a board, is to package up these best practices in a way that we can easily communicate them to other people. And so I think this year we're going to probably spend a little bit more time on making sure that some of these things are documented and shared, you know, in a bigger way. But, yeah, I don't think we have it where we want it to be yet.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tom. This was – you covered so much more than I realized. It makes me really want to schedule another session with you to go into even more, and I look forward to speaking – at our weekly Global Product Management Talk on Twitter.
Excellent. Okay, I'd love to do that, Cindy.
Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Okay.